Unit 24. Listening. Page 112. Speaker 1.
There's really no substitute for actually going there. In my experience, if you're thinking about launching your product abroad, you really must visit the country beforehand to get a feel for the place. It's no good relying on anecdotes or things other people have told you. You've got to go there yourself. Otherwise, you may be in for some nasty surprises. I remember...
Speaker 2.
Well, as it happens, we employed an agency to find the offices. In retrospect, I think we could probably have done it ourselves more cheaply, but it has turned out very well and saved us a lot of hassle, because at the time the management team was seriously understaffed, and it's not worth taking on staff just for a job like that. Anyway, we're very happy with the result, I must say.
Speaker 3.
We spent ages trying to find the right company for the job. In actual fact, the firm we employed to finish off the design work gave us no end of trouble, and after about 6 months we had to terminate the contract and find someone else. Firstly, we found that they couldn't manage our software. Then next, we had endless difficulties making ourselves understood. The language barrier was such a problem. It just wasn't worth the money we hoped we were saving. And another thing that we found really frustrating about the whole situation...
Speaker 4.
It really is absolutely vital to make sure you're talking to the right person. Just to give you one instance. A few years ago, we were trying to get a large car manufacturer interested in one of our products, and we'd done all the usual things. We'd visited their stand at a trade fair, we'd sent them samples, accompanied by all sorts of literature, but we still hadn't made contact with the right man, that is, the man whose job it was to take the final decisions.
Speaker 5.
And it's very clear and concise, of enormous use to any manager. Quite early on, in the first chapter, I think, he makes several points. The first is this. You should always involve staff as soon as possible in any decisions. If people feel involved, they're usually very ready to accept new ideas and new ways of working. On the other hand, if people are excluded from the decision-making process, they may feel enormous resentment and become uncooperative. His next point is to make sure that you fully research all the options.